This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi releases 22nd installment of PM Kisan scheme in Guwahati. Major railway electrification projects dedicated to the nation by Prime Minister Narendra Modi from Guwahati. West Garo Hills District Administration extends curfew in Tura and across the district while granting 6 hours relaxation. Arunachal Pradesh Assembly passes state budget. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting in Guwahati yesterday after releasing the 22nd installment of the PM Kisan scheme to over 9.32 crore farmers across the country. He highlighted that under the BJP-led NDA government, Assam is setting an example for other northeastern states, and this Ashta Lakshmi is central to India's growth story. The Prime Minister inaugurated the dedicated to the nation several development projects worth around 19,680 crore rupees. He symbolically handed over land pattas to eligible tea garden workers in Assam and dedicated the 150 megawatt Kopili Hydropower Project, the capacity enhancement project of the Numaligarh-Siliguri product pipeline of Oil India Limited was dedicated to the nation. Phase 1 of the Northeast Gas Grid, a major pipeline project connecting Guwahati with Numaligarh-Gopur and Itanagar, Arunachal Pradesh, with a branch line extending to Dimapur, Nagaland, was inaugurated. He also laid the foundation stone for Numaligarh Refinery Limited rail-fed POL terminal at Panchgram, Hailakandi district. Major railway electrification projects dedicated to the nation by the Prime Minister in Guwahati yesterday were the Rajya Mukho Selek Chapamukh Dibrugarh Badarpur Silchar and Badarpur Churaibari rail lines. Mr. Modi laid foundation stone for the Phurkateng Tinsukia rail line doubling project. In the waterway sector, he laid the foundation stone for cruise terminals at Vishwanath Ghat in Vishwanath district and Nimati in Jorhat district. The Prime Minister also performed Bhumi Puja for the regional center of excellence at Bogibeel in Dibrugarh. It will serve as a premier maritime training and research hub for the Northeast. The Prime Minister inaugurated the approach road connecting Pandu Jetty of National Highway 27 and inaugurated the PM Ekta Mall in Guwahati. He flagged off 3 new trains, Kamakhya Charla Palli Amrit Bharat Express Guwahati, New Jalpaiguri Express and Naragi Agartala Express. Prime Minister Narendra Modi virtually addressed a public meeting at Kokrajhar from Guwahati yesterday. His scheduled visit to Kokrajhar was cancelled due to weather conditions. Mr. Modi virtually laid the foundation stone of a road infrastructure project Assam Mala 3, 4 flyovers and 2 bridges in the Bodoland Territorial Council area. He laid the foundation stone of a railway periodic overhauling workshop at Basbari in Kokrajhar district. Mr. Modi also laid the foundation stone for 30 new bridges for 34 districts in Assam. The West Garo Hills District Administration in Meghalaya has extended curfew in Tura and across the district while granting a 6-hour relaxation today to allow residents to purchase essential items. Deputy Commissioner Vibhor Agarwal notified that curfew will continue from 6 a.m. today until 6 a.m. tomorrow, the 15th of March. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma visited several affected areas and directed officials to immediately provide food assistance to residents impacted by the disturbances. The Arunachal Pradesh Assembly passed a 36,607 crore rupees state budget for 2026-27 by voice vote after a 2-day discussion on Thursday. Chief Minister Pema Khandu highlighted the key priorities of the state budget 2026-27 and thanked members for their constructive participation in the discussion. Deputy Chief Minister Chow Nor Main, who also holds the finance planning and investment portfolio, said the 16th Finance Commission's recommendations will influence the state's fiscal position. The Manipur Assembly yesterday passed demands for grants worth over rupees 6,710 crore for 10 different government departments for the fiscal year 2026-27. Chief Minister Yum Nam Kim Chan Singh, who also holds finance portfolio, tabled the demands on transport, labour and employment, tribal affairs and hills development, environment and forest, community and rural development and minorities and other backward classes and scheduled castes. Manipur Deputy Chief Minister Losil Diko told the Assembly yesterday that the government has implemented 5 working plans to protect the reserve and protected forest boundaries in the state. Manipur has registered 202 cases related to forest offenders and 159 offenders were arrested in the year 2025-26. The government has also set up 560 village forest fire committee across the state in an effort to resolve forest fires, and a dedicated helpline has also been set up. Tripura Governor Indra Sena Reddy Nallu inaugurated a 2-day state fish festival at Sishu Udyan in Agartala yesterday. The governor said that Tripura has strong potential for fish farming and emphasized the need to further develop the sector. He stressed that modern scientific methods should be adopted to improve fish production and that proper training must be provided to farmers. He also highlighted the importance of ensuring fair prices for fish farmers and called for attention to be given to insurance coverage in the fisheries sector. The governor also said that aqua tourism should be developed in Tripura by promoting the cultivation of different varieties of fish. Such initiatives could attract tourists and boost the local economy. Newly sworn-in governor of Nagaland, Nand Kishore Yadav, yesterday called for collective effort to strengthen peace, development and opportunities for the youth while preserving the rich cultural heritage of the state. Addressing the people after assuming office, Mr. Yadav says, Nagaland occupies a special place in India's diverse cultural landscape, highlighting the vibrant traditions, strong community, values and resilience of the Naga people. Mr. Yadav said that aspirations of the people for lasting peace and stability remain central to the state's progress. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Kemchand Singh said that the state vehicle scrapping policy has been formulated aligning with the nation's policy. It will be enforced on public-private partnership model. Mr. Kemchand informed the Assembly yesterday that vehicle scrapping count in Manipur is low comparing to other states as there is reluctance from outside private firms to set up scrap yards. The government introduced inter-district Manipur state transport bus services connecting 12 districts of the state. The interstate bus terminal at Chimeirong has been activated. The week-long celebration of Chapcharkut, the most important and joyous traditional festival of the Mizos, culminated into a grand finale across Mizoram yesterday. Chief Minister Laldu Homa took part in the celebrations as Kutpa, father of the festival, at Lamwal in Aizawl. He said Chapcharkut is the beginning of farming, their main source of livelihood for the agrarian ancestors of the Mizos. He appealed to the people to maintain peace amongst themselves on the occasion of the festival. The Sikkim Book Fair will be inaugurated at MG Marg Gangtok by District Collector Tushar Nikare today. Sikkim is also set for hosting International Film Festival 2026 at Gangtok from the 19th to the 22nd of this month. The supply and availability of LPG and POL products across the northeastern region is steady. The governments of the various states have said Arunachal Pradesh Minister for Food and Civil Supplies, Gabriel D. Wangsu, assured that the supply system was operating normally. The minister urged general public to avoid panic buying of LPG and POL products and purchase only what is needed for normal consumption so that artificial shortages are not created. Mr. Wangsu informed, as a precautionary measure, a 25-day wait between the bookings of LPG has been introduced. The Directorate of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Government of Manipur said that there is no shortage of LPG or other petroleum products and sufficient stock is available. And before we close the headlines, once again, Prime Minister Narendra Modi releases 22nd installment of PM Kisan scheme in Guwahati. Major railway electrification projects dedicated to the nation by Prime Minister Narendra Modi from Guwahati. West Garo Hills District Administration extends curfew in Tura and across the district while granting 6 hours relaxation. Arunachal Pradesh Assembly passes state budget. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.